¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Maitland Burrell will be reading her best Milton Burrell jokes.
This is great.
From the book of 30,000 jokes. We're going to be able to do this every bland for the rest of our lives.
Yes. I am very, very excited. Milton Burrell was a filthy old man.
Yes. So, yeah, Maitland's going to do that. She got that book for Valentine's Day. Just another romantic gift. The bar is high.
It is.
Actually, that's a great gift.
He was known for being super politically correct, right?
Very politically correct, yes.
Maybe for the era when there was no way to be politically incorrect.
Also known for the size of his penis.
Preview brought that up.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Apparently it was like 9 inches long, like, or bigger. Like, gigantic.
I mean, just look at him.
Yeah.
That's the face of a man with a notably large penis.
Yeah, right? I did a quick search.
Of his...
For how big was Milton Burrell's joint?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
And it brought up an article called History's Most Notorious Penises.
Oh.
Whoa.
I think we might have to audible right here.
Yeah. Okay. So
you want to hear some?
Tommy, yeah. No doubt, like Tommy Lee. He has a notorious penis. Sure. John Wayne Bobbitt has a notorious penis.
And now, some of these are notorious for different reasons. Okay. Milton Burrell is on the list, but let's start with Napoleon. Kelly, I know you loved that movie.
Oh, yeah. And he was a short little man.
Did they talk about his penis in the movie?
Oh, practically the whole thing.
Really?
It was all about his penis.
Since his death in 1821, Napoleon's penis has been the subject of an urban legend that claims that during his autopsy on St. Helena, it was somehow accidentally removed and has traveled the globe in the hands of a series of collectors since then.
Yes, I have heard that. Yeah, Napoleon's
It's been confirmed that this mummified item is an actual penis, whether or not it's Napoleon's. Is sadly impossible to verify. So there is one that's traded around and people buy and sell, but it's unable to be verified.
It's supposed to be Napoleon's like, dried out penis.
Blowing $60,000 on Napoleon's mummified penis. That's bad enough. And then finding out it's a fake.
Oh, it's just I bought someone else's old penis.
Or it's just old spam.
It's an ugly finger.
Milton Burrell. The size of Uncle Milty's enormous schlong is probably a bigger part of showbiz legend than its owner. On Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, Gottfried and his co-host, comedy writer Frank Santapadre, primarily interview guests from the Golden Age of Hollywood, many of whom worked with Milton. And it said, whenever we had a guest on that worked with Uncle Milty, Gilbert would inevitably ask them if they saw his penis. Most hadn't. But Jeff Ross and Alan Zweibel both said they had and confirmed its legendary size.
Jeff Ross, like the Roastmaster Jeff Ross?
Yeah, because he would hang out, because Milton Burrell was part of the original the comedy where they roast people originally.
The Friars Club.
Yeah, he was like one of the originals. But they still don't say how big it is. Lyndon Johnson would refer to his as Jumbo. We know that he needed extra room in the bunghole for his balls.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
In addition to his own,
he needed extra room in the bunghole.
That's what he said in
his balls.
I guess.
Well, around the, it went up around to the back of his bunghole.
Right. Yeah. I just wanted to.
Yeah. Otherwise, it cuts him up in there.
Yeah. Like he's riding a wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, was obsessed not only with his own jumbo, but also with, quote, other people's wieners. Often referring to them as being cut off or throwing them in drawers as part of his political chit-chat.
That guy seemed like a weird dude.
Really?
Let's see. Rasputin's penis. Do you know the story of Rasputin?
No.
Assassinated in 1916 in Russia. Much like Napoleon, his penis went on its own separate odyssey after his death. Rasputin was killed by angry nobles. His penis was allegedly discovered without a body by a maid who preserved the 13-inch monster for posterity.
Wow. How did they know it was his if they found it without him there?
It's a great point.
Mm.
13 inches.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
For
Let's see. Rasputin's reputation as a mystic and revered lover. They treated the 13-inch, the baker's dozen penis, as though it was sacred. This continued until Rasputin's real-life daughter demanded they turn over daddy's wiener after her death in 1977. This penis eventually turned up again in 1994, at which point it was discovered not to have been Napoleon's penis.
Yeah, Rasputin.
Rasputin's penis, yes. Instead, it was a dried out sea cucumber. Oh, which is really bad for Raspy's daughter, who's like, give me back my daddy's wiener. She did not sound like that.
This does not taste like dead wood.
So salty.
It's much too big.
Another item in 2004, also claiming to be Rasputin's oversized dong, suspended in formaldehyde, was purchased from a French antiquarian by a curator of the Russian Museum of Erotica for $8,000. The museum's curator says that simply seeing the giant penis once owned by Rasputin can cure your impotence.
What? How?
Once owned by him. That's a weird way to put it.
Uh-huh. Right? Okay.
I'm the owner of this penis.
Let's see. There was a person named Governor Morris, American statesman and a signer of the Declaration of Independence, one of the not as well-known ones, but nonetheless, as we continue to visit these stories of famous wieners. All started because Maitland is obsessed with the size of Milton Berle's, saying it's as big as a book that holds 30,000 jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of stories of sexual exploits of Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, but this founding father's wiener was probably what killed him. Governor Morris, spelled in a French manner, governor, by the way, so legend goes, was so riddled with gonorrhea they had to pry open his urethra in order for him to pass number one.
Oh,
I don't think about that. That probably smelled terrible.
My penis, it stinks.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's one of the earliest recordings. Yeah. He spoke into an Edison gramophone.
Did you say it probably smells terrible?
Yeah.
It really got to you mid-sentence, didn't it?
It did.
It sounded like it was making you miserable.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Did not want to smell that.
Oh, God. He's got my penis.
He died after getting an infection from the instruments they used to pry his pee hole.
That can't be what he died from. He died from the gonorrhea being a massive infection. There's no way. How do you have gonorrhea so bad they have to pry open your pee hole and then you blame it on the instruments for how you died?
According to Thomas Foster, author of the book Sex and the Founding Fathers, there's a very specific area of study.
Yeah.
Apparently, he actually did die from trying to clear his blocked urinary tract with a whale bone.
Well, I thought you were talking surgical instruments.
No.
Oh, my God.
That was a surgical instrument then.
It stinks really bad. I don't know what it is.
It's Governor's penis.
It's so perfect, that drop. All this, and we still don't know if Milton Berle was packing a big bag of jokes down there.
He had to have been.
Well, here's someone who wrote a book called Uncle Milty's Huge Richard.
Mm-hmm.
That's a book?
That's the name of a book?
So.
You get that on Audible?
Kelly, have you listened to that book?
I haven't, but I could. I just finished my other book that I read with my ears.
Yeah. I assume it's hardcover.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soft cover is just not the same.
I don't know. Well, we're going to have to get to the bottom of this. Maitland, maybe you can find out before you get to your joke session tonight.
I'll spend my afternoon researching Milton Berle's huge member.
That's a great idea.
Big penis.
That's big.